तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
We have seen that Arjuna has asked a question to the Lord that tell me what will be the fate of a person who has not studied scripture and is worshipping. Earlier Lord has said those who has studied the scripture and act or worship according to the scripture, these people are sattvic and they are entitled for liberation. And those who have not studied the scripture, not acting or worshipping according to the scripture, they will be under the cycle of birth and death. So Arjuna asked this question, tell me Lord, if somebody has not studied the scripture, but he is doing puja, he is doing worshipping, he is following the tradition in his family, his customs, tell me whether he is entitled to be classified as sattvic person and who will get mukti, or you will classify him under rajas and tamas, that means he will be under the cycle of birth and death. Lord said, you have said about the Shraddha, he is doing the puja with Shraddha, this Shraddha is three types. He didn't answer the question directly. He first said, you have to find out the Shraddha. And Shraddha is Svabhavaja. Svabhavaja means it is born out of your nature. And how this nature has become? For many, many lives, whatever we are doing, dharma and adharma, according to that, imprint is there in our mind. And we act accordingly. So this Shraddha is born out of our earlier sanskars. As the sanskar, so the Shraddha, and according to Shraddha, action will be there. Because all beings act according to their swabhav, their Shraddha only. So therefore, by seeing their action, we can infer what is their Shraddha and what is their swabhav. It's very easy method. So Lord said, you have talked about the puja, na? They are doing puja. See, which idol they are worshipping. Is it devata? If they are worshipping devata, then they are sattvic. If they are worshipping yaksh and rakshas, then rajasik, they are rajasik. And if they are worshipping bhutapreta, then they are tamasic. All three of them are doing puja. So by seeing their type of puja or the devata which they are worshipping, you have to decide their shraddha is like sattva, rajas and tamas, or their swabhava is like that. Then Lord said that the tamasic tap is not good, is really bad, and he gave the example, they don't follow the scripture, they follow Bham Shastra and they do the ghor tapas. And not only they weaken their body, they are torturing me also because I am in their body also. They don't follow the scripture, they follow something else. And why they are doing? Because dambha, it is show off, because of their desire, kaam, raag, balanvita, because of their desire and the raag, the attachment, therefore they are doing. So those are all tamasik tapa. Thereafter then he said, not only that, now I will tell you about another four things: ahar, yajna, dan and tapa. Just by seeing a person doing puja in the morning of devata, don't classify him as a sattvic. That is one indicator. See his the daily dinacharya, daily routine, what he does the whole day. Check his ahar, his food. Then he gives us that ahar is also three types: sattvic ahar, rajasic ahar and tamasic ahar. Ahar means food. So by seeing the food also, what type of food he is taking, you can determine. Truly speaking, we should determine our personality, our shraddha, our sanskar, what type of food we are eating. That will decide. So we have seen a sattvic person will take sattvic food, but that doesn't mean a rajasic person will not take. A rajasic person may also take sattvic food once a while. So will you classify him as sattvic person? No. Never. Sometimes body may not agree. A rajasic person, the body says don't take rajas and tamas, you won't be able to digest. Even sometimes in the earlier times, if you have got indigestion, if you go to the Kaviraj, they will tell you you have got indigestion, you have to eat this food. Simple, only mung ki dal and chapati, don't use ghee, masala and all that they sell. But you are a rajasic person. You don't like that food, but you are forced to take that food. You are taking that sattvic food. So that is not the indicator. Sometimes body don't like it, but the tongue likes it. Is it not so? When we are sick, the first thing we go to doctor and ask, what can I eat? Can I still eat pizza and what that noodles and this and that, all lot of cheese and all that? First thing he will say, stop these things. Rich food you should not take. But the tongue wants it. Truly speaking, the mood of the mind decides the food. Mood of the mind decides the food. Like you are seeing TV, one after another you are seeing it, cinemas, eyes are getting dried and you are putting in that artificial tears and still you are seeing. Why? Mind wants. Mind determines what. But what we have to see, that we have to see that this body is also a vehicle and this vehicle is to be kept fit.
for the sadhana? Food we have to give. No doubt about that. But how that food should be? That food should bring joy and cheerfulness. The sattvic food will give you that. Like the sight of fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, when you go to mall, when you see them, don't they attract you? Immediately they attract you. About 50 years back, even my parents, they used to take full cream milk. There was no 2%, 1%, all that thing was not there. This is all new things which has come in India also. Full cream milk, ghee also, and after that they used to work hard. Now a time has come, now they said, no, don't take ghee, don't take this coconut oil, it will increase your cholesterol, disturb your cholesterol level, this and that. Now the latest in thing again is, you take coconut. You must have one spoon of coconut oil every day. If you want to save yourself from the Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And ghee also you must take. There is no problem in taking the ghee, and if you work hard, no problem. But our lifestyle has become like this. You can change the TV channel just by sitting there. You don't have to move anything. From house to office, come out, only 10 steps you walk. After that you are into the car. Then after the parking lot to office, again 50 steps. Bas, khatam, back to home. No work. No physical exercise, only mental exercise. So some people you will find, they eat lot of fried things, kachori pakori they like. Too much of kachori pakori they like. And some will eat only bland, don't give anything. Not even a single drop of oil in food. Both are not good. Both are not good. So we have seen about the sattvic food. The sattvic food will increase ayu, longevity will increase. Sattva, sattva means the mind. Mind will be also purified with that sattva. Bala, strength will come. With the vegetarian food you will get the sun. Arogya, there will be no disease. Arogya, sukha, you will get be happy. Happy means your mind will be quiet. If the mind agitates, then you are sorrowful. If the mind becomes peaceful, then you are happy. Jaisa khao an, vaisa bane man. If the sattvic food you eat, your mind will be peaceful. Mind peaceful means sukha. Preeti vivardhana. And there will be cheerfulness. Preeti vivardhana, they will all increase. Rasya, they are juicy. Snigdha, they have got some oil content also. Like the, in the nuts, we have got the oil content. In badam and apricot and all that, they are oils. Snigdha, sthira. Sthira means they will stay in the stomach for some time. You don't feel hungry for 2-3 hours. Sthira, sattvikut. And hridya. Hridya means you will like it. Even by seeing it, you like it. Ritya. Ahara sattviki priya. These are the ahara. Those people who like this sattvika priya. The sattvic people, they like this type of food. So if you want to be sattvic, what you have to do? You also have to like this type of food. Now check what type of food you are eating. Now Lord will tell about the rajasic and tamasic. What is this rajasic food?
Katvam lalavanatyushna. Katvam lalavanatyushna. तीक्ष्णरुक्षविदाहिनः तीक्ष्णरुक्षविदाहिनः आहारा राजसश्रेष्ठाः आहारा राजसश्रेष्ठाः दुःखशोकामय प्रदाः दुःखशोकामय प्रदाः कत्वं ललवनात्युष्ण तीक्ष्णरुक्षविदाहिनः आहारा राजसश्रेष्ठाः दुःखशोकामय प्रदाः
आहार राजसस्य इष्टा इष्टा माने दे लाइक हु दोज आर राजसिक पीपल आहार राजसस्य इष्टा दीज पीपल लाइक दिस टाइप ऑफ फूड यू सी द इवन द चैंटिंग इज डिफिकल्ट इज नॉट सो राजसिक फूड चैंटिंग इज ऑल्सो डिफिकल्ट द फर्स्ट इज कट्टू कट्टू मीन्स बिटर Bitter like Karela juice is not bad, not bad. Katu, but Bhagwan is classifying this into Rajasic food. Katu, Amla, sour, Khatta, tamarind and all that. Khatta, what will happen from tomorrow? No sambar. Rajasic food. Tikna, panjan, chili. Andhra people, what will they do? Chili. Ruksha, dry. Dry means potato chips. All dried and fried things, dry. Or like we get chanachur, dry. They all come under Rajasic food, ruksha. Bidahina, burning. The moment you eat, it will start burning inside. This is all about experience. Sometimes we also get na hard pans. Burning. Bidahina, ahara, rajasasya ishta. What they will give? Dukkha. That will give you dukkha. Soka. It will give you soak also. And amay, disease also. Pradaha, they will give you this. Rajasic food will give you dukkha, it will give you soka, and amay, pradaha. Now you see, in the sattvic food, the word used was sukha. In the rajasic, the food, the Lord has used dukkha. In sattvic food, it was said priti. Here it is said sok. Sattvic food will give you priti. Here it is said sok. Sattvic food was said arogya, no rog. But here it is said amay prada. It will give you disease. So the dukkha, suffering will come. Soka, grief will come and disease will come if you eat rajasic food. Then Shankaracharya says, Katu amlo lavana ati usna ati sabda katu adi sarvatra yoja ati katu ati tishna. Shankaracharya clarifies, you have to add ati with each word used in this verse. That means ati katu, very bitter. Some katu is okay. Ati katu. Then ati amla, very sour. When the yogurt becomes very sour, we don't eat normally. Then we do kadi. Kadi banao. We make kadi for them. Because we can't eat now. So. Ati amla, ati lavana. Very salty. Some people like very salty. And those who have got blood pressure, they have got more attraction toward the salt. Doctor says don't eat.
You will find lot of people, the first thing in Bengal when they serve you food, the first thing they will give you the salt. The first thing, salt. And then a piece of lime. And a Rajasic person start licking them. Rajasic! Can't wait. Lavana. Ati Lavan is also Rajasic. Our Guruji also liked this Lavan with salt very much. Then one day he realized that he has got blood pressure. And then he was advised that you should take minimum salt. Ati Usna, very hot, steaming hot tea and coffee. Here they don't serve you. Even if you ask them to give me Starbucks, I want steaming coffee and steaming McDonald's. No. You will file a suit against them, humko. But in India, they can give you boiling hot. That also is Rajasik. And Mahatma did joke about all these things. Here the price of cold coffee and the hot coffee is more or less same. Am I right? More? They charge the more? In India they charge more because it's a hot country, no? Little bit more. The one person ordered a hot coffee and he took his time to drink it. It became cold. Then the waiter came. You see, the India system is some different, no? First you drink, then you pay. Here first you pay, then you get. So when it became cold, the waiter brought a bill for the cold coffee, which is expensive. He said, why? Because you made it cold. So you have to pay for the cold coffee. Ati tikshna, very pungent, very chilly. Many people like this, very chilly. Our Swami Prakasananji, he will take 6-8 chilies, like green vegetables he will eat. And Swami Sarnananji, even by seeing, starts sweating. Just by seeing, sitting. Ati tikshna, ati rukcha, dry food. Popcorn, potato chips, all dry. Chanachur, ati rukcha. Vidahina, burning. Intestine burn. This is our experience. Whenever we take lot of this, this happens. Dukh so kama hai, they will give you the dukh. So sam lavan usna katu, it's okay. Ati sarvatra bhajyate, ati is not good. Ati we should avoid. Then what is this tamasic food? Let us see the tamas.
Yatayamam gatarasam.
Yatayamam gatarasam.
Puti paryushitam chayata.
Puti
paryushitam chayata. Uchishtamapi chamedhyam. Uchishtamapi chamedhyam. Bhojanam tamasa priyam. Bhojanam tamasa priyam. Yatayamam gatarasam. Puti paryushitam chayata. Uchishtamapi chamedhyam. Bhojanam tamasa priyam.
Bhojanam tamasa priyam. Those who are tamasic people, they like this type of food. What is that? Yat yamam. Yat means gone. Yama means in a day there are 8 yama. Therefore, 1 yam is equal to 24 divided by 8.
3. On Shivratri day, we do 8 Yama Puja of Lord Shiva. Every Yama, every 3 hours there is a Puja. Yat Yamam means a food which is cooked 3 hours before eating. It is a tamasic food. क्या करें? Good. Gatarasam, no juice, no taste, could not enjoy. Gatarasam, puti, foul smelling, smells. I don't know whether you have seen a cheese or not cheese walking cheese, have you seen? Is one of the delicacy, they say, when the cheese started walking, moving. And some of you may also must have experienced it. All the cheese are not very tasty. Some people like some type of cheese, others they don't like. But you get variety of cheese, na? Puti parusitam, stale for many days. Stale for many days. Parishitam. Uchistam. Uchistam. I don't know whether there is any English word for this or not. Jutha. We say leftover. So, remnant. That is uchistam. Amedhyam. Ayagyarham. Most impure, which cannot be given to Lord in yajna. That is tamasing food. Yat Yama, cooked before 3 hours. Sankaracharya says, Mandapakwa, which is not cooked well. Mandapakwa. But Mahatma says, even the overcooked also is Yat Yama. Because the nutritions are gone. Yat Yama. So, fridge food, cold storage food, criticize. But we live on that only in America. Fridge food and preserved food. Avoid chemical added food and the canned food because you add chemicals. Those are not good. Lord has not prescribed those chemicals to you. Lord wanted to give you fresh. According to the temperature, according to the place, situation, country, he gives you the vegetables and fruits suitable for that area. But now, we have got everything of the world available in Chicago. Sab kuch milta hai. Now they put in the hormone also in the vegetables. Lauki, bottle guard. Have you seen bottle guard 4 feet? I have seen in Himachal Pradesh. I asked them, how you come? I have never seen such a huge thing. 4 feet. Well, we inject. And within one day it will be 4 feet. The apples which we see in the market, very shiny, they are all waxed. They make it shiny. Earlier we used to eat hot chapatis. Now you get frozen chapatis. Ek din try karna. Eat one hot chapati, freshly cooked, and take out the frozen one. Warm it in your microwave and eat. You will find the difference. There is a difference there. Mandapakwa, I have already said, mandapakwa means overcooking and undercooking. Pariyushtam, stale for many days. Therefore, all cold storage food come under pariyushtam. Mango in winter, taste is different. You try to freeze mangoes, you will not be able to be successful, you will not be able to succeed. Do it successfully. Just try.
put it in the deep freeze. Take it after 1 month, no taste. Normally what we do, we cook food because of the scarcity of time. Ek bar dal banayenge for 7 weeks. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Stack. Take it out from the freezer. Ati thanda. Is it not? Very cold. And immediately put in the micro. Ati garam. You want to heat it up within seconds. And ati sarvatra varjate. You should not do that. It is harmful for your health. Now what has happened nowadays, we cook fresh food, freeze it, take out the old and eat it. Lo bhai. Aaj banaya, aaj khao. No. What will happen to that? With this. So eat the refrigerated one first and the fresh one baad mein khayenge. Gatrasam nirviryasya energy vitality gone from that food. Fried so much that all vitamins are gone. Or if you are boiling, water is more, the vegetable are less. All drained. Nutrition's all gone. Tasteless. That means maintain the balance. Puti, foul smelling. Like you go into the fish market, those who like the fish, they will. They keep it inside. Giving ananda. And they, those who don't eat, hold it. Good. People say this onion and garlic. Onion and garlic both are foul smelling. But they have got medicinal values also. If you eat raw garlic or raw onion, you will find. After eating, everybody brushes teeth or mukvas or will take pan. They are good for health, no doubt, but are you taking as a medicine? Or you are putting lot of onion and garlic, then you are cooking. Many ladies come, when they come with the bhiksha, they say it is very difficult to cook without onion and garlic. That is the base. Without base, how can it be tasty? If you use as a medicinal, it's good. You should use. Parijitam, very stale, rotten, cooked, now fermented. In restaurant also, they serve. Uchishtam. Uchishtam means it should not be touched. Sometimes what happens when you serve second time, you touch the spoon, the ladle with the plate while you are serving. The moment you do that, it has become uchishtam because the same spoon you are again going to use it. In the restaurant, they all do same thing. Inside the kitchen, what is going on, you don't know. You are a pakka vegetarian. But they are cooking with the same ladle, same, maybe same pan also. They have not cleaned it. Uchishtam. Even while cooking, the vessel and temperament at the time also affect the food. The research said that you should not cook in the aluminium kadai and aluminium vessels. Not good for health. It's carcinogenic. But we pack everything in our aluminium. Chapati, garam hai, dalo aluminium foil mein band karo. we do that. And your attitude toward the food at that time while cooking, that will also come. If you are rajasic, if you are angry at that time, the taste of food will be different. If you are sattvic, your mind is peaceful, the food will be also good. Money used for buying food also affects the food. Very subtle thing. If you are buying the food with the ill-gotten money, it will have effect on the food also. Tapovanin Maharaj, he used to eat only from one place. That place was Kali Kamliwala Ashram. The food used to come from the Kali Kamliwala, he'll eat. Any devotee bringing in the food will go into the Ganges straight away. You will not eat. So Uchist has many levels. Don't touch by hand. Don't eat from others' plate. Uchista. And there are other things also. Amedhyam, which we'll discuss later on. Amedhyam. Amedhyam is the food which you cannot offer it to the Lord. That is tamasic food. Amedhyam. Akhandanand Maharaj says the best way to test whether the food is tamasic, rajasic or sattvic, think whether can I give it to the Lord or not as a prasad. If you can't, then it is tamasic food. In Calcutta, Thakur Ramakrishna Vajpayee realized soul. One of his disciples, Girish Ghosh, was a drunkard and a great dramatist. His family member said that he is a very good actor, no doubt, but he is also a drunkard. Can you help him? Can you tell him he will listen to you? Thakur Ramakrishna said, never said to that Girish Ghosh, don't drink. He said, Girish, from tomorrow onward, what you will do before drinking, you make it prasad. You offer it to Mother Kali. After offering it to Mother Kali, then you take it. Girish Ghosh did it for a couple of days. Then all of a sudden, it dawned in his knowledge, how can I offer this to Mother? He stopped drinking. Can you offer bottles to Mother or Lord Krishna? No. Stop drinking. That is one way. The word apicha, uchistam apicha. Apicha means this will also give you dukkha soka amay. Although this dukkha soka amay is not used in the tamasic food sloka, but the word apicha in the sloka refers to that. This will also give you dukkha, soka and amay, roga. We'll see further on our next day.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.